This weekend, you might be tuning into the Emmys, and if you're a fan of Glee, you know who's singing this remake of Madonna's Vogue. That's Jane Lynch, otherwise known as cheerleading coach Sue Sylvester. Lynch is nominated for Best Supporting Actress. That's among Glee's 19 Emmy nominations. She's also nominated for an additional Emmy for a guest spot on Two and a Half Men. Celeste Headlee sat down earlier in the week with Jane Lynch to talk about her movies, her TV shows, and the Emmys. And the first thing Celeste wanted to know was Lynch's take on Best in Show, that wonderful Christopher Guest movie about competitive dog shows.
Yeah, I think it was when, you know, I went from being at one point of my career to another point, the new point being that, people started to know who I was as opposed to me walking into the room hoping to, you know, want them to know who I was.
I find it amazing that you're a person, you yourself are openly gay, and you're able to cross back and forth over that line in a way that other actors say they haven't been able to do. I mean, you had Best in Show, and then you have 40-year-old version, which obviously is a very, very different role. Julie and Julia, again, very different. This new film that's now on DVD, I Do and I Don't, that's you as part of a married couple. What do you think has led to your ability to be able to cross back and forth over this straight and gay line?
Well, I think, you know, it's the people who have blazed the trail before me, people like Ellen DeGeneres and Melissa Etheridge and Katie Lang and Rosie O'Donnell, who, you know, at the height of their fame said, you know, I'm a gay woman, and the world kind of stopped for a second, and then it kept on going. The world kept spinning on the axis. And so I think they blazed a very easy trail for me, and I just kind of happily strolled down it, and I don't hide who I am, and I also am not walking around like marching in the parade every day.
Well, you know, this comes up in Glee. I want to play a little clip of you as Sue Sylvester on Glee.
I got a bee in my bun at Western Ohio. You know what I've had it up to here with? Sneaky gays. Gone are the days of Oscar Wilde, Liberace, homosexuals so flaming they could be seen from space. Why, nowadays, sneaky gays are everywhere. At the church, at the mall. Why, you could be sitting next to a sneaky gay right now and you'd never even know it.
Is Sue homophobic?
No, I think Sue is just against anybody for any reason.
She doesn't like anyone.
She's one of those warrior types who's always looking for a good fight, and she'll probably be on the other side of the issue if it serves her the next time.
You know, this is one of the kind of characters that you sort of specialize in. I mean, you have incredible comedic timing, but you also specialize in these characters who are just like strong and assertive to the point of humor.
Yeah, is that's the key to it, too. You know, I'm not doing, Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs. You're not really afraid of me. And because she's just so over the top evil that it's funny, I hope.
Do you find, I mean, is this somebody that you've like actually, is this kind of woman somebody that you knew in real life, or did you just kind of make it up?
I think everything comes from life or somewhere deep within us, but some archetype living inside of me that lives inside of all of us that we could relate to. But I've been fascinated with extreme people all my life. I love people who have that kind of arrogance and walk through the world thinking they're appearing a certain way and, kind of have that baldiness about them. And, you know, to everybody else, it's like, where do they get the balls? Where did they learn to do that? Because, you know, they're not really pulling it off. But as far as they're concerned, you know, they're masters at it. I love that. I love that kind of person.
Were you singing all through your young life? I mean, you've ended up in lots and lots of things where you sing as part of your acting gigs.
Well, if it's not written in the script, I'd put it in.
Really?
I'm not the greatest singer in the world, but like in the 40-year-old version, I put that little song in. I'm always putting little ditties into something. I love to sing. I've been singing all my life. I sing all day long. I'm not a great singer, but there's always joy in my heart when I do it.
And you became a stepmom recently when you married your girlfriend. What do your kids think about you singing all day at home?
Oh, she loves it. She, every once in a while, if I'm in public, she'll say, Jane, because she gets embarrassed.
But she gets embarrassed,
part,
right?
And it's funny because my dad used to do it. I'm just becoming my dad. My dad sang all day long, and he would tell corny jokes, and we would be so embarrassed, and I find myself doing the exact same thing.
Well, you know, you have such a huge personality. I mean, your stage presence, I say euphemistically, on film and on TV is so, like, larger than life in a wonderful way. And it's so funny that when I read your biography, and it's so Midwestern. I mean, you grew up in this little little town in Illinois. Your mom was a housewife. Your dad was a banker. You were raised in an Irish Catholic family.
A lot of interesting people in that, you know. And that's why I love doing Christopher Guest's movies, is he finds the kind of the small communities in the world that have their own little hierarchy going on, and all the characters that inhabit them. And there's a lot of food for creativity in those, in a little town.
Does it matter to you? Is there a difference in value for you in getting an Emmy for your work on TV as opposed to maybe getting an Oscar someday for your work in the films?
No, not really. I mean, it's a very surreal thing, just giving people awards. It's wonderful. It's affirming, and I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the show that people deem it worthy of an award. But it's funny when you actually, when I was a young kid and I thought, oh my goodness, if I ever win an award, won't that be wonderful? And then you actually get nominated for one, and it's not that it's not a big deal, but it's certainly not what you thought it would be. It's just kind of a nice affirmation. But you go on with your life, you make your coffee in the morning, and take the dog out, just the same.
Well, how long do you think you could keep doing Glee? How long will it continue to be fun for you?
I think it'll continue to be fun for me if we continue to have these wonderful writers or writers of their caliber. I think Glee can go on for a long time because kids always like to sing, and you can always find kids that want to, in high school who want to sing, and you're always going to find an audience for that. Once our kids get old, and I hate to say this, but we can ship them out and bring a new group in, and then I get to stay, which is kind of nice.
I think
the show, as long as it stays, as long as it stays good and everybody's having fun, I think it could go on for a long time. And if we start getting bored after 3 years, we should pack it up.
Jane,
like the Brits. The Brits will end a show after 17 episodes and go on holiday. I love that about them.
Jane Lynch, I predict you're going to be the future's Betty White. I think people are going to pretty much enjoy watching you for decades ahead. Thank you so much for joining us. Jane is the Emmy-nominated star of Glee. She's also nominated for a guest spot that she did on 2 and a Half Men, her new movie, I Do and I Don't, is out on DVD now, and we're going to be pulling for you on Emmy night. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you so much.
And that's Celeste Headlee talking with Jane Lynch earlier this week. The Emmys are on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Well, Celeste is so full of glee herself, isn't she? Well, head over to thetakeaway.org for more coverage throughout our show. All this week, we've been talking with our friends at Scientific American about the end of all things, from the end of the world to the end of natural resources and the end of humanity. You can listen back, share your take, and learn more. As you head into the weekend, also get our podcast to go. Get our podcast movie date too. Newsday critic Rafer Guzman and Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer talk films every week, and you can listen in. Grab that also at our site, thetakeaway.org, to get all of the latest on movies. I still haven't seen Inception yet, Lynn. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it. I've caught up with most of the current ones, but that one I haven't.
On my summer movie list, and I'm heading out of town next weekend, so this weekend I must see Inception. It's a definite for me, so I'm going to go see that.
I saw the Stallone movie, though.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's your own fault. Well, I'm Todd Zwillick.
It's a hoot. I'm Lynn Scherr. John and Celeste return on Monday. This is The Takeaway. Meanwhile, we're in charge.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.